A key intelligence find, satellite images of snowmelt on rooftops. It may seem benign, but this could signify a major upgrade at North Korea's main nuclear facility, Yongbyon, about 50 miles north of Pyongyang. Based on these pictures from early this year, the defense analysts at IHS Jane's are saying tonight Kim Jong-un's regime has started operating a second large hall of centrifuges there.
What this suggests is that North Korea has just begun to double its centrifuge enrichment capability.
Experts say those centrifuges could be working towards civilian nuclear energy, but could also be used to enrich uranium for more nuclear bombs. U.S. intelligence officials say Kim's building his nuclear arsenal at a dangerous rate. According to weapons experts, he may have 10 to 15 bombs right now, possibly 50 to 100 by the end of 2020. Kim's also being more aggressive on the ground. Tonight, South Korea vows retaliation for landmine blasts that wounded two of its soldiers. Each had to have parts of their legs amputated. It happened last week along the western sector of the Demilitarized Zone, the world's most heavily fortified border patrolled by a multinational force. The U.S.-led UN command says North Korean troops had to have crossed the demarcation line recently and planted the mines. It's not just South Korean troops who patrolled that area.
There could be Americans who could be killed by these kinds of systems. And if that happened, the United States would be pressing for a more kinetic response.
Analysts say there are hundreds, if not thousands, of American soldiers along the DMZ. Kim Jong-un has purged and executed dozens of top officials of his own regime. But this is believed to be the first time he's targeted anyone outside his country since he took power in late 2011. Why is he lashing out now across his border?
The young general Kim Jong-un is extraordinarily frustrated that he's not getting his way, that too many senior officials in the military and in the party are not showing adequate respect. Now, it may be that they are showing respect, but they're afraid to tell the emperor he has no clothes.
Meaning they don't want to tell Kim Jong-un that his goal of achieving nuclear and economic success, a program he calls Byung-jin, isn't moving fast enough for his liking. Now, how will South Korea retaliate for the landmine blast? South Korean officials say for the first time in a decade, they're going to resume psychological warfare across the border, sending messages over loudspeakers to North Korean troops, telling them their leader's doing a bad job and there's a much better world out.